Okay, go ahead and say your name.
My name is
Leslie Nichter.
And your major and hometown and classification.
Okay, I'm a senior music education major from Conway, Arkansas.
Okay. What kind of dance experience and singing experience did you have before this?
I took a couple of years of dance in high school, but nothing really intense or anything. And I've been singing since I was really little. And I think the first time I was on stage was when I was 4, and it was with my dad, and we sang at church.
Aw, that's so cute. So,
yeah. Cheesy.
Yeah, very. What made you want to try out to be a hostess?
In 1994, I came to Tiger Tunes, and my cousin was a host. And ever since then, I've wanted to host Tiger Tunes, and my dad was also a host. And so it kind of runs in the family, and I've wanted to do it for a very long time.
So you're a legacy just like Bethany Briscoe was?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
And our dads were best friends, too, in college.
Oh, that's precious. So I guess, like, there haven't really been other legacies who have been hosts, mm-hmm. like just you and Briscoe?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. How does that kind of make it special for you?
Just knowing that my dad sort of went through the same thing. Tiger Tunes was very different back then. I mean, you were asked to do it. You were approached shortly before the show, and then you just kind of threw something together. Whereas now, it's this huge audition process, and, you know, you prepare for it for almost a year. And so it's just really neat to see how it's turned from something really small that used to take place in the Tiger Den. Now it's in JPAC, and it's, you know, it's packed out all the time. It's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, what made you try out this year rather than other years?
I just transferred here last year. That's why I didn't try out before.
Okay.
I wasn't here.
And so like, this is the, you're not going to do it next, are you going to do it next year, are you thinking?
Mm-mm. Or? I'm not going to do it anymore. This is, I just want to do it this one time.
Yeah, cool. What have been kind of some of the surprises you've had, or what's practice been like, first of all?
The music practices were very easy. We were able to learn all of our music in 2 or 3 days. And so it was just a matter of memorizing your parts and memorizing the lyrics and everything. The dancing has been a lot harder for everyone just because none of us really had formal training. And so most of our rehearsals have been dance rehearsals. And so it's just been, it's been good though. And it's really made us feel more confident about what we're going to be doing tonight and then the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. So,
what have been some of the surprises, like things that have been hard that you didn't expect to be hard?
I think we were warned before what would happen, so there weren't any unexpected issues, I don't think. So there weren't really any big surprises. I think the first JPAC rehearsal, it kind of hit me that, okay, this is really happening. It's not just, I mean, it's so different from being in Evan's banquet room with another club next door to you where you can hear everything. I mean, it's just so different. And then, you know, once you get the mics and then with the lights and everything and the costumes, I mean, it just kind of changes and it just becomes so much more real every time, so.
What's something that's been kind of easier than you expected? Is there anything?
I was really expecting some kind of big drama because it's happened almost every year from what people have told me, but there's never been anything big. Like, we might have stepped on each other's toes occasionally, but it was never anything where we'd be mad at people for the rest of the night or anything. We just kind of get over it because, you know, you need to stay focused on what you're here for. So,
oh, what's been your favorite part of the whole process?
Just getting to know everyone better. I mean, I didn't know a few of the people who are hosts, but I've gotten to know them, and then the people that I knew before, I feel like our friendships have become stronger as well. And so that was really cool, just to become a really tight-knit group. And I think shopping was a lot of fun. It was kind of stressful, but it was exciting at the same time for everyone, I think.
Tell me about the shopping, because I heard about that, and that sounded really cool.
okay, well, OSF gives us each $250, and we went to the mall on a Sunday afternoon, and we spent over an hour in Forever 21 just trying to find cheap but nice clothes. And so we spent the afternoon, you know, shopping there and then just running around the mall trying to find whatever we could. And so it was a lot of fun. And what's cool is that we get to keep the clothes that we got. So it's nice. I'm not going to lie.
Whole new little wardrobe.
I know. I'm awesome. So ready to wear my clothes, too, because we're not allowed to wear our Tiger Toons clothes until after this weekend. And there were so many times where I just wanted to wear one of my shirts that I got or something because they're just so much fun. But, yeah, it's really cool.
So you said you're music education,
mm-hmm.
right? So music obviously is something that's really important to you or that you really mm-hmm. enjoy. How does that, I don't know, just, you want to expand on your love of music? Like, how does that kind of translate into hosting for Tiger Toons?
It definitely makes it a lot more fun because, I mean, if you came into Tiger Toons and you weren't really into music and you just wanted to kind of dance, then I don't know. It just wouldn't be as good. But, I mean, I think all of us have some kind of music background, which has helped out tremendously when it comes to rehearsals. But it, as far as learning the music goes, because everyone understands what's going on, there's nobody who doesn't know what they're doing. And so, for me, it's just been really cool because we've been able to use old music and new music and just make it something that will be enjoyable for everybody. And so that's been kind of a cool thing for me, at least. I don't know how other people feel, but
what's it been like having a choreographer rather than, in years past, I think they picked
it's been so helpful because none of us are really that great at dancing. She's made us look a lot better than we actually are, I think. Not to, you know, hate on any of the other hosts or anything, but seriously, we couldn't have done any of this without Grace. She's just been tremendous, and she's been very patient, and she knows what she's doing, and it's very evident, and she's been very encouraging to all of us as well. And so I think it's just been really good to have her there, and I really hope that in the future Tiger Toons hosts and hostesses, they will have a choreographer, because it just makes the whole process so much easier and less stressful.
Yeah. What's your feeling like going on stage? Are you nervous, excited, butterflies?
I'm a nervous wreck right now. I'm sitting in class and I cannot sit still. I cannot focus. I'm just thinking, oh my goodness, this morning I was thinking 10 hours and 45 minutes left until, you know, the whole thing starts, and it's just ridiculous. And now we're just a few hours away, and I'm about to go over to JPAC and get ready, and it's so overwhelming. Like, I've waited for this moment for a long time, and now it's finally here. And so it's just overwhelming, exciting, scary. I mean, it's so many things all at once, but it's good. And I know that tonight is going to be the best night because we have our peers out there, and they're going to be the ones who are cheering us on the most, I think. So I'm excited but very nervous.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have any, like, fun stories or favorite memories from practicing or anything like that?
There are so many. Let me think. We had a music rehearsal with Mrs. Worthen because we wanted her to help us with, you know, our sound and everything. And it was just so cool because we were standing in the recital hall and we were just singing. We weren't even singing any of our music. We were just warming up, but all of us were just thinking, oh my goodness, this sounds so good in this room. And so at that point we knew, okay, at least we're going to sound good. And that was just a really good moment. And then we had a dance rehearsal off campus because we don't have a place with mirrors. And we got together with a choreographer and we decided to pull a prank, I guess, on Alex, who was being, we were just joking about a lot of random things that week. And And so we told Grace to kind of start hating on Alex or whatever. And so out of nowhere, we're like, you know, we're just dancing and stuff, and she randomly slaps his butt. And it was just the most hysterical, hysterical thing. And she actually did it twice, and he was trying to act all cool or whatever, but then, like, we walk off and get water, and he'd be like, listen, did you see what happened? Do you know what just happened? Oh my gosh, she just slapped my butt! I don't know what to do! It was just so funny. And he was just so uncomfortable, whether he wants to admit it or not. But it was funny, and finally we told him what was going on. But all of us were in on it, and Alex had no idea. That was a fun rehearsal.
Yeah, sounds like it. Okay, remembered that question.
Good.
How has all the time that you've been putting into this kind of affected your grades and social life and everything else?
It's affected my social life a whole lot, just because Tiger Teens really becomes your life. Like, you really don't have time for anything else. But one thing that we made sure of was that we kept school first throughout the entire thing. And if any of us had a lot of homework, we'd either bring it to practice or we'd leave early so we could do our homework, because we weren't going to let Tiger Toons just take over our grades and our lives and everything, because in the long run, school is obviously much more important than what we're doing. But it hasn't really affected my grades that badly. It's just I have to make sure I make time for it, for school and for practicing and everything else. And so school hasn't really been an issue, but social life, you don't have one if you're in Tiger Toons.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to add or mention?
I really hope everyone likes the show.
I'm sure they will.
I think they will. It's so different. I mean, every year is different, obviously, but I think this year is just really, really different from previous years, and I think it's going to be a really good show. And I'm not saying that because I'm biased. Like, I honestly believe that. So, I'm excited.
Cool. Well, thanks, girl.
Thank you.